You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at Big Ribs and Big Wigs.
What's up, Big Wigs? We're back again. Your fave bitch hachos. Bring it in, you guys. We are
bring
in the
it home.
Festive holiday season. We've got a great show. Anna, how are we feeling?
I'm feeling festive, honestly. For the last hour and a half, I've listened to Christmas music.
How many times did you listen to Cher, her Christmas
Here's
album?
Here's the thing. I've been listening to it all week, so I took a break. Mm. So I really tried to, like, go back to, like, my roots.
Yes.
Do you listen to Christmas music, or is that just a me thing?
No, I do. But it's definitely not in my morning playlist. It's it's at nighttime when I'm about to watch a movie, sipping on some wine, doing dishes.
See, I like music when I shower because I have like speakers in my shower.
Oh my God, tell us more.
Stop.
I just like messing with you.
And I love holiday music.
Wait, are they the Bose, like, waterproof ones? What are we talking in the shower?
No, they're like built in to the bathroom.
Even fancier.
Back when Williamsburg was like every apartment building needs to be a hotel, and they put like these ghetto old speakers in every room, which I still love. I mean, they don't you have to buy like a secret special like adapter to like play your phone to it now, but it still works.
Done and done.
So I put on Christmas music, and then, you know, because Jared was out also, and so I was like blasting it because he works from home, but he was out.
Isn't it so nice when they're not home? You're like, ah, the freedom to do literally whatever I want.
Yeah, I forgot because he's always there because of work. And I was just blasting Christmas music. I'm in the shower, and then he comes home and he was like, what are you listening to? Because it wasn't my normal. It wasn't Cher. And I have a couple of albums that I like go between. Obviously, Mariah is always number one, but that like brings me too much back to high school.
Yes.
So I do a lot of Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, her Christmas songs.
Oh, her Christmas album hits.
Her Christmas album hits.
I was doing a little Dolly Parton. I think that's when he walked in, but Dolly Parton, like...
they always walk in at the wrong time, too, though. You're like, wait a minute. Yeah. I had a way better jam before.
Hers is kind of sad. Hers are, like, more slower songs. Her Mary Did You Know fucking slaps, I will say. Like, if you haven't listened to...
That's a banger. I haven't listened to that one.
The Dolly Parton, Mary, did you know? I love that song. It's so dramatic.
It's so dramatic. When we used to do our Christmas pageants.
Yeah.
And we would always do like the classic OG songs. And the Mary, Did You Know? It's so dramatic. It really is.
I'm surprised
Catch
Mariah.
Baby boy. It was like, seriously. We took it so real too. We were like... Like, bitch, we are in this. We are Mary, and we are basically a single mother. Like, Joseph is there, but, like, we are a single mother.
Yeah, it's hardcore, that song. As a Jew, I feel, like, really connected to the Christian religion, you know, loving that song.
Through the song. I know. Yeah. I was, like, I could ask you some trivia right now about
biblical shit.
It's Mary, Did You Know?
Why didn't Mariah do a Mary, Did You Know?
I mean, because I think she owned such a big corner with her song. All I Want for Christmas.
I mean, the whole album slaps. I love, you know, her Santa Claus is Coming to Town is just out of this world. But I'm like, she could have even like taken liberties like Mariah, Did You Know? You know, like she really could have honed in on that song.
Do you think that Mariah is the Christmas queen? So she could have taken liberties with any of the songs.
I do.
Damn.
I believe that. Yeah. Okay. I grew up on that. I had a fish named Mariah Carey. Let's be real. Like,
you really love the celeb names for pets.
Yeah, I do.
You do.
And she, although I'm struggling with what I'm going to name my next pets, but she literally was like it for me. Like growing up, I was like, that's the best singer I've ever heard. Celine Dion was like a close second, and Whitney. It was like the top three, but Mariah, I loved. And so the Christmas album was just like, that was all I knew. That was how I learned like Christmas music.
I love her. I was just thinking of the Drummer Boy song. Ba-rum-bum-bum-bum. We love that one.
We love.
Also, funny story about Mariah. She was giving a speech at these awards, and she told the funniest story about when she met Eddie Murphy. And they were paying homage to Eddie Murphy because he was winning one of the big award of the night. And he came up to her when she was in the beginning of her career, and they were at JFK or LGA or LAX, one of the big hubs.
Yeah.
And she was in Hudson News, and this was at the beginning. And so all of a sudden, Eddie Murphy walks up to her, and she's, like, holding a magazine. And he goes, hey, are you Mariah Carey? And she had obviously, everyone knew who Eddie Murphy was. He was already huge at that time. And she was so shell-shocked and stunned that she looked up and goes, are you Eddie Murphy? And she told this on stage. And it was like this funny moment. She was like, I don't know why I had to tell you all that, but I did. And so I'm so happy that I did. Anyway, Eddie, I love you. But like, isn't that a funny?
Weird. Like when she wasn't famous yet.
And yeah, she had like just released SNL like a first single or something.
Oh my God. And,
but he like was like, yes, I am. And then they had this like weird, but also funny interaction that he never forgot and she never forgot.
I love that. Is there any celebrity you met in your past that like one day you'll be like, hey, you?
Jamie Foxx.
Oh, where did you meet Jamie Foxx? I met Jamie Foxx too.
Dude, isn't he the best?
He was, yeah, he was very nice. Wait, where did you meet him?
We went to Catch LA. My friend got, my friend's friend got an invite.
You're canceled. I'm sorry. According to Aaron and the Real Housewives of New York.
Canceled.
Wow, Chug. Okay.
It's so Chug. This must have been, I don't know, probably like a year and a half, 2 years LA. Ago. I almost were at Catch. We were at Catch. He invited us and then we thought it was just going to be this big open party that we're just going to like hop in there. No, it was pretty much closed and it was just a bunch of random women and Jamie and all of his team. And I'm like,
weird.
What the, this is crazy. Like he was probably, still is one of the most famous people I've ever met. So after we're sitting around and he comes up to our table and he's like, what's going on over here? And I look up and I'm like, nothing's going on. Not a damn thing.
Yeah.
Like you're here now. So then we went back to his hotel room at the London and it was just like this huge, he had like a, it was the suite. It was like yeah. The fucking VIP suite. So we're just in there and just hanging out and a bunch of girls were like lounging on his like couch and bed. And you know me, I was just like, just trying to ask him questions. Like, so who are you? Is this your team? Like trying to make connects. Yeah, that was probably the craziest thing. But I would definitely tell him that story again. That's just great. The what's going on over here part at Catch.
What's going on over here?
He came up with so much swag. I was like, I literally want to make out with you, but you know.
Would you make out with Jamie Foxx?
Absolutely. He is so fine.
I think he is like dad-like though. Like,
but he has the swag.
Yeah.
He has the riz.
I was going to say, he has the riz. I knew you were going to say it.
Okay, what about you? What's an interaction?
A weird one or a good one?
Or that you'll retell them someday if you have the chance.
Honestly, Sacha Baron Cohen.
Whoa.
I used to work in fine dining for like 7 years, so I met a lot of big O celebs.
Yes.
Some were mean. Some who I'm like, wow, not cool, because I used to like your movies and now I don't want to watch you. I won't say names, but, you know, off pod I will, or if you DM me. And no, but he came in once to a restaurant I was working at in L.A. And he didn't want to, you'll love this. He was meeting, what's his face from Meet the Parents?
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller.
Yes.
And the reservation was under Ben Stiller. So when he walked in, I was like, whoa, Sacha Baron Cohen. I was like, I love him. I didn't say anything. I always was very professional when like celebs came in or whatever, because I ran the door. And my manager was like, sit him. But we don't seat parties unless they're both here. And I was like, I was like, do you want to sit? Like, I'm sorry. And he was like, no. He's like, you don't need to make any exception for me. Like, I'll wait for him. It's fine. So he's like waiting at the front door and he's like talking to me and he's asking me like where I'm from and stuff. He was very nice. And then we had this thing where it was like they didn't want, if you got like your food to go, like if you had leftovers, right? And you're like, can we box this up?
Yeah.
They didn't want it to sit on tables. So there were like these shelves by the front door and the servers would bring up your leftovers.
Okay.
To, like with a table number, right? To like wait at the front door. And so they, when you'd pay your bill, they'd be like, oh, and you can grab your leftovers on your way out.
Convenient.
Yeah. Also, like, such a system. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, convenient, yes, but also annoying for, like, my job. Mm-hmm. And so he was just like, what are all those bags? And
making conversation? Oh, yeah, I would have eaten like, that up. And like, oh, let me
I
tell
was
you.
Like, oh, well, these are, like, leftovers from the table. He's like, is there anything good? And I was like, yeah, probably. He's like, let's eat some. I'm starving. And I was like, I was just, like, laughing. He was, like, making my night, you know, because it sucked to work in this restaurant. And I was like, wow, he's so nice. And I never forgot it. So I think if I do a movie with Sacha Baron Cohen, I'd be like, you don't know this, but you like were so funny this one night when you came into this restaurant.
We love to hear those stories of like the good ones that are good people, you know?
And then when Ben Stiller came in, he goes, why is he standing here? Why didn't you seat him?
And you're like, he actually asked me to not seat him.
I was like, no. And then he was like, no, we're having fun. We're hanging out. And I was like,
Sass. As somebody who worked at restaurants, I don't know, people can get so upset over the simplest of things that it's all on you. And you're like, It wasn't even me.
I know. So crazy.
Happy birthday, Jamie Foxx, which is what reminded me. It's his birthday.
What? Today?
Whatever is Wednesday when we're recording.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weird. Is that what made you think of him? Did you like see that online somewhere or anything?
It popped in and he's been very thankful because, you know, he had that crazy accident / illness.
I think it was an illness. Yeah, he was in the hospital for a while.
For a while, yeah. And he had to like relearn how to walk. Like it was craziness. But crazy. So he's now very much just like spiritual when he's posting. He's like, I just want to say thank you. So
I met him at SoulCycle.
SoulCycle?
Mm-hmm.
Did you take a class together?
Yeah. He was in the class. It was his first SoulCycle class. And he had like a team with him. He had like a bodyguard or someone like in the room, which never happens at SoulCycle, but they put him on a bike, like this big dude. He was like giant. And they were like, don't worry, we have like extensions for like your handlebars. And Jamie Foxx, he like, you don't really talk in SoulCycle. It's pitch black, you know. Have you ever SoulCycled?
Yeah.
And like, so he was also like, it's my first time. And the instructor was like, give it up for Jamie Foxx. It's his first time. And everyone's like,
woo! I love that. That's so fun.
It was
fun.
When he was shooting Annie because they shot it in New York. And
oh, my God.
And so then afterwards, like, I wasn't weird because everyone was like, can I take a photo? Can I take a photo? Like, I wanted to say hi. And then I didn't do it inside because I was like, this is probably annoying. And he wants to just like fucking put on his jacket and leave already, right?
And peace out, yeah.
But we were outside and he was like next to me. And I'm probably like texting my mom, like, guess who was in my SoulCycle class? And I was like, did you enjoy it? And he was like, I loved it. He's like, oh, it was great. I said, I'm sorry. Can we take a picture together? I think you're awesome. And he was like, of course. He's like, we just sold together. We could take a photo together.
just a down homie, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, I have that photo still. Isn't that fun?
Oh my God.
I'll post it on Big Wigs, me and Jamie Foxx.
Please do.
Do you have a photo from that night?
We didn't. Because when we got back to the hotel room, they just like started a party. And he's got his own liquor, BSB.
Oh, Backstreet Boys.
Brown sugar booze, brown sugar baby.
BSB, for a lot of people, it ain't going to be brown sugar baby.
At the time, he was like, yeah, some of that BSB.
He's like, I'm a huge Nick Carter fan. It's so weird.
But I was like, okay, BSB. Let me double check. I need to fact check that.
BSB.
Like, can we fact check BSB?
Yes, I'm on it.
It's not. It's not.
I have to get that right to promote the liquor.
That's so funny.
So we were just having a party and he was...
It is brown sugar bourbon.
Brown sugar bourbon.
BSB.
You're good.
Yep.
Trace me. The biggest Jamie Foxx fan. I had no idea.
I'm a huge Jamie Foxx fan. I think he's great. And so he basically just showed us his like setup for entertainment. He was doing a bunch of... He was promoting a movie in LA. And so he was like, this is where I did Entertainment Weekly. And it looked just like our setup, you know? It was like a camera on top of a dictionary, on top of a planter, on top of a chair, you know?
I love that.
Like, love to see that.
Yeah.
And wow. I just felt weird asking, but I was like, remember me.
Well, now he will. Now when he listens to this episode of the podcast.
He's a big fan of the show.
Huge. Obviously.
He's a big wig.
BW, BSB.
Yeah.
Speaking of teams, though, when you mentioned his team... I want to get into like, this isn't on the list that we had, but it just dawned on me.
What?
The New York Giants, Mr. DeVito.
Yeah.
Tommy DeVito.
I feel like she just started speaking in another language that I'm like, I'm like, come on, Anna, you studied Spanish. Let's go.
No, the new Italian Giants player, the quarterback, the QB.
Yeah.
Sure.
Big wig sports.
Listen, she has a thing for Italians.
I'm obsessed with Italians. What are you going to do?
It's beyond. Like you're you love it. So yeah. I'm like, Mr.
I only bring this up because he went viral for the picture of his agent who's wearing a full-on fedora, black suited, like he's in the stands. Gold chain. Looks literally like he's connected in the mob.
Okay.
And all the sportscasters were like, I believe that's Tommy DeVito's agent. The guy's like just in the background. You're like, who is that guy? Like, for me, it's just really, I think sports is now just turning into entertainment, honestly.
Culture. It's always been like that.
No,
but now
no,
it's,
it hasn't. Taylor listen, Swift really crossed, really bridged the gap for me.
Clearly, she put everybody on the map. Like,
Anna, when this kid throws a touchdown as the quarterback of the Giants, he does this every time he throws a touchdown.
Like a good pasta.
Yeah.
I had a good tomato.
Exactly.
Wow.
Like, that's his dance when he like this does something big. You know when like they have like their own dances?
Yeah,
like,
this is such a small gesture though.
But now
everything. But it means a lot.
They do close-ups of like this.
Wow. How new is he?
He's five games new. He's brand new. He was like an unsigned quarterback. The Giants, the quarterbacks got hurt, so they started playing him. And he's like a Jersey kid. He went to Don Bosco Prep, which is like the big football school in Jersey.
Oh my God. And he does like one emoji and you're like, ah!
Well, he's been playing well, but yeah, he's just, it's like, he's literally grew up like 10 miles from MetLife, and all the Italians in Jersey are like, it's our fucking guy. It's wow. Our Padon. Yeah.
Basically, Italians, when do they get the opportunity to favorite like an Italian player? You know what I mean? So I feel like, and then his family's all in the stands, they're all wearing gold chains. They're just making it such a pop culture moment. But then his agent, who's kissing, I believe his father, is going viral because he's wearing like a full on fedora, the black suit, the pinstripe suit.
His agent is like,
he's playing.
I auditioned for Goodfellas and I didn't get in. Exactly. I decided to go the sports route.
This is what's called like using your moment. You know what I mean? Like so when you're hot, you're hot, and you got to like fully play into it. Yeah. And so I'm loving it now.
Speaking of sports, did you also see that? I think it was, what is his name? Tony Romo.
Yeah. Okay.
Called Taylor Swift Travis Kelce's wife.
Tony Romo. Wait, was he on an interview?
Whenever the Chiefs played this past weekend or whatever, I like saw it on Twitter like briefly. They were like, whoever's announcing the Chiefs game, they like cut to her, and literally they were like, ah, and take a look at the stands here. We got Travis Kelce's wife.
What? That's insane.
And then you know the whole world and all of Twitter was like, how fucking dare you call her the wife? That is Taylor Swift. She is not even married to him. She is her own person.
But it's like, oh my, I can't stand the world. Like, can't we just make it fun? I thought they were going to go crazy because they thought that he had secretly proposed.
Oh my God. Maybe. Maybe Tony was there and we have no, that was like, he dropped the ball.
Tony Romo's got the inside track.
He was Jessica Simpson's first husband, right?
Like, not married. Did they date?
Were they? He wasn't with her during the tuna days, right? Like the chicken of the seas days.
No, that was
Nick Lachey.
Nick Lachey. Yeah. Duh.
Oh wait, we did Tony Romo date Sims?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, after Nick Lachey. Mm-hmm. You're right. I'm wrong. Anyway, it was very funny, and then he issued an apology
and said, "So sorry, I was wrong about that. They're not married."
Also, the Giants were my ex boyfriend's favorite team, so I'm always like, "Ooh, Giants! I forgot they're around."
You kind of like tried to forget.
Yeah. Wait, what is Nick's the Jets fan, right?
No, he's
he's a Bear. Chicago. I
mean, yeah, Bears. But he's obviously now always watching the Giants.
Oh, weird.
He's his fantasy is the $5,000 pot. So he's a number one seed right now. And so he keeps telling me, Dre, it's looking like I'm 5,000 large right now. I'm like, okay, relax.
Jared's, I think, done. Like, I think his fantasy failed him.
The fantasy failed.
I think it failed, yeah. But he's a Jets fan, which is weird being from, like, Pennsylvania and not being an Eagles fan.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, what a fucking rebel, yeah.
So then how did he get into the Jets?
He's also a Spurs fan.
Okay.
And a Dodgers fan.
And when he told me this, I met him at the live show.
Because you're a lefty, too. You guys are all fucking jerking off together.
What are we doing with our lefty guys here? What is happening?
Tell him what he told you.
Jared told me that all of the teams that he's a fan of because there was a lefty on the team.
There's a left-handed player.
So I forget who it was on the Jets, but somebody was a lefty quarterback
on
the Jets.
Like Dennis Rodman was a lefty on the Spurs, so that's why he like loved the Spurs growing up.
Yeah. It was one of the most insane things I ever heard. And God bless Jared. What a wonderful man. But when he told me that, I was just like, that's how you got all the teams you like?
Yeah, you know, his OCD plays in a little bit.
I mean, you got to have a reason. And that's certainly a reason.
It made
me
laugh so hard. He was just like, yeah, they just had lefties on the team. I was like, okay. All right.
Right. That's literally me being like, I voted for this person because they have brown hair. Right?
Brunettes rule.
What the fuck? Oh my
God. If you have a reason, you have a reason.
I'm a fake Eagles fan. I think I've mentioned this on the show. Eagles fan when they're good.
We're bandwagon. Yeah.
But like when I went to school in Boston, I was like, this is how I die.
Yeah.
If I wear a fucking Eagles shirt, I wore one freshman year one time. And I was like, that's sad. My mom's like making me not have friends here in this new town. So
yeah,
then I was like,
Boston,
I'm a huge Patriots fan.
I mean, yeah. Whatever position you're in, Eagles has great merch though.
They do have good merch. I did also meet Tom Brady quite a few times. He would come into the restaurant I worked at in college, like a lot.
That's big.
And yeah, and I was like, I think I'm a fan. I never heard him talk.
I know. Does he? I mean, he has a pretty good track record besides making out with his son. He had that weird little make out with his son. It wasn't a make out.
What?
His son came into his room to say goodbye and they like locked lips for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, there's this like weird kissing thing.
Same.
That he had with his son.
He was like, can I get my coat? And I was like, sure. Your coat? Right here.
I mean, I would have tried, yeah.
Give me a little peck first.
For sure.
Wouldn't that be funny if I made out with him while I was giving him his coat in Boston?
I mean, weirder things have happened. I don't think it'd be the strangest thing.
Celebrities. Did you see Northwest made her debut at Art Basel?
Art Basel.
Did you watch this?
Yes, I did. I'm not saying, look, hashtag Nepo. I mean, it's crazy.
She is so Kanye, though.
She's
like,
so Kanye.
Like, because I watched the whole, did you watch the last few episodes of this season of The Kardashians? Because she
I'm
does this
so
one.
Behind.
She's on this one episode where Kim's getting ready for the Met Gala, mm-hmm. and North is there being like, I hate this look. This dress is ugly. You look bad. You look better this year. This was your worst year. She is so like,
she gives her shit.
And Kim like kind of like takes it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, North doesn't like this outfit. Like she like runs the show. And that's exactly Kanye being like, you're going to wear this.
Yes.
And you're not going to wear this. And this is ugly. That was a bad look for you. Like, I'm like, she probably sits in the room and like takes note from her dad. And so she got up in Miami at Art Basel. He like was performing and she has a verse on one of his songs.
Oh, wait, what was it? I'm Northwesty.
You can call me Miss Westy or something.
Bestie.
I'm your bestie. I'm Miss Westy. Yeah. It was like, you're going to love me. I'm wearing a vestie. I was like, what is she? She's very basic rap, but it was, she like gets on the mic. And I was
like, yeah, she does. And she honestly had rhythm.
Yeah. And she got the crowd going and he's like up there like laughing. And
yeah.
I was like, wow, she is so much more Kanye than she is Kim.
It could change at any time, but I definitely see more Kanye. But it is funny. It's not Nepo, really. It's just, look, if she's able to prove herself and be on stage, she's so young and she's like rapping on stage. Let it happen.
I mean, look at Blue Ivy. Did the whole fucking tour. That was impressive.
It really was. And her dance moves improved.
Yeah. Because she did every city around the world.
True. Her dance moves better have improved.
Didn't part of you think, like, does she have friends in school? Like, I hope she has some sort of childhood because she's, like, a cute kid. I'm like,
Oh, my God, I know. Well, that's what I think about the Kardashians is, like, it's so hard for them to actually have, like, true friendships that they just all procreated and now they've just made their own, like, Kardashian fam.
Luckily, there's so many grandchildren now.
Exactly.
They have people to hang with.
They have a whole fucking team.
Yeah.
They literally can play basketball and like be against. There's so many of them.
P is on the season a lot.
P is iconic.
She's like really on the season. Yeah. And she like, her and North, I think, are like tight and they're on a lot of the season.
I'm honestly not fully prepared for them to be like fully grown.
Yeah.
And just, I don't even know what they're going
to
do.
I want you to watch this past season over the break because I feel like you'll love it and you'll be inspired. There are so many. It was very funny.
You did say that.
The last two episodes, there's a lot of Chris and Court.
Yes.
And I'm like, she has to watch it.
Yes. Yes. I will. You did say that it was very good. Kris Jenner, Miss Aloe partner.
Oh, my God. The Aloe.
The Aloe of it all.
How is Kris Jenner the face of Aloe? I don't get
Skims wasn't paying her enough. And she was like, I'm going to Aloe.
She was like, I don't have any exclusivity with Skims.
That's been so great. It's like she makes the rules about exclusivity. So
yeah, like we do one Instagram post with some off brand company and they're like, so you're exclusive from other, you know, like
for a year
from other like companies that are like remotely similar to this.
Yeah.
Kris Jenner comes out of the fucking Christmas tree wearing a full Aloe outfit. Today's post, did you see? She had like 5 different outfits on and I was just like, my God.
All great outfits though.
Yeah.
Kind of wanted all of them. It was just all black, but they were very cute.
I think I need to, I told you, I was like, I think I need to go into an Aloe as Kris.
You have to.
And if they kick me out, I'll say, I am the face of this fucking company.
Well, what's so funny is the one in Soho, it is suited with security guards.
Oh, yeah.
I feel scared going in there. I was like, why are there security guards watching me everywhere?
And they also closed the bathrooms there. That was my secret bathroom in Soho.
The Aloe?
For years, yeah.
Oh, before it was Aloe.
No. It was Aloe. Pre-pandemic. Because your girl shopped Aloe early. Pre-pandemic, it was around the corner from my HQ office.
Don't forget.
Trendsetter.
Don't forget.
Don't forget.
My Aloe shit is vintage. but pre-pandemic, it was like newer in Soho, like around 2018, 2019, when I was working at HQ. And they had these gorgeous bathrooms on the second floor. And knowing a good bathroom in every area of New York City is key if you're coming to New York City. Everyone can DM me. I have good bathrooms in every area. I'm really good at that, actually. I once made a list on Twitter and it helped a lot of people, I think. I really gave back to the community.
Bathroom connoisseur, please. Because
you know, you're like, oh, I have to pee. Where am I going to go? And it's like all gross around.
I think some girl made a TikTok of where she shits in New York. She's like, today, get ready with me to go shit in certain bathroom.
Oh, God, get ready with me. It had to be a get ready with me.
I know.
Anyway, the Aloe bathrooms. And then I was in Soho in the pandemic, I think, like, you know, once we were like out and about. And I was like, oh, I'll just go to the bathroom at Aloe. It was like the Four Seasons Hotel. It was so nice. And they were like, sorry, our bathrooms are closed indefinitely to the public. And I was like, who the fuck blew up my spot? COVID?
Shit, TikTok girl. No, probably COVID.
Probably COVID. They were like, we don't want people like, you know, hanging out up there and like giving us germs. But it was so good. It really was. I have had something in my eye this whole episode. Can you tell? I'm like trying to get a hair out.
Let me go take a shit and get it out of your eye. And then we'll take a quick break.
Great. We're back, bitches. Is the fuzzy thing out of my eye? No, but luckily this is an audio medium, so you can enjoy my voice because that is clear as day.
Showbiz.
Showbiz, you know? Okay, can we talk about this clip that is going around that we saw of Drew Barrymore?
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore had Oprah, the queen, on the show. And I feel like if there's anyone she has really modeled her show after, it's definitely Oprah. Like her,
you're talking in terms of style of interviewing?
Interviewing. Yeah. And I mean, I guess with the, like, she does a little more like pop culture stuff, you know, like with the hot topics and everything, or Drew's news and stuff. But I think Oprah was her inspo. You know, she's got the Drew magazine, like Oprah magazine, like everything she has done. So she had Oprah on because Oprah is on a Color Purple press tour.
Wearing
hardcore.
It's so good that she's wearing purple too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously you have to, but you don't have to, but I think she's rocking it.
She's crushing it. Yeah. I mean, you know, she's losing weight by the day and wearing head to toe purple and the movie's so good. I'm so excited for everyone. You haven't seen it yet. I'm so excited for everyone to see it. It's so good. I don't know if it's like best picture, but it's like a great movie, you know, and there's some killer performances, which we've talked about. But so Oprah goes on Drew and Drew is touchy.
I think that's what she's really known for, is just how warm and inviting she is. But sometimes to like a crazy, like she'll be up in guests' faces.
Yeah. Like I wonder if guests are like, is she on like Molly? Like she is just loving.
She's like right now down a whole Molly spiral right now, the way she is massaging my face.
It's nice because it's like, you don't see that, you know? Jimmy Kimmel's not going to fucking like hold your face and like make out with you while you're trying to promote
definitely
your movie.
Not. Yeah, definitely not.
But she had Oprah on and she's like extra close touching Oprah. Did you notice that? Like,
She was close to making out with Oprah.
Dre wanted to recreate the Drew and Oprah interview. So you can ask, I'll be Oprah.
Okay.
Because you like doing Drew.
Do I guess I do.
Can we move these closer? Okay.
We're going to be out of view.
I don't have a shot for this, but yes.
Oh, no. I can come over to your seat. Okay. And I'll talk in your face.
And get on your knees. That's what she does. Okay. Isn't she always on her knees? Like.
Okay. This looks crazy.
I'm so happy that you're here in studio with me today.
Well, The Color Purple comes out December 25th, actually.
And you look fantastic in purple, may I say.
Thank you. I've been doing it the whole time. Wow. It's a lot. Yeah.
So what would you say is your inspiration for this movie?
Well, we did it already.
Right, of course.
So partnering with Steven was really, that's my neck. Partnering with Steven was really great to do again. Yes. You know, it's an epic musical movie. I mean, you know, I was, are you sniffing my arm?
My God, what is that? It's like Oprah's scent. It smells so good.
It's, you know, I just want to say, I think you're doing a fantastic job on this show. I really feel that you have embodied all the things I used to do on my show.
Oprah, are you kidding me? This is a dream come true. To be told that I'm doing my job as good as Oprah is just...
Better. Better. In fact... Hey, studio audience.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to give them all a car or a kiss today?
Do you like the way I'm massaging you, or is it too much?
It's a lot. You know, it's nice. Wow, she just went down my top.
I'll do this, do this for any time of day.
You do this for all your guests?
No, specifically you, Oprah, but you're so amazing. I will literally suck a tit.
Well, I'm bundled up here. I'm a little bundled up here.
You get a car. Oh,
it's so true. It was very close. It makes you watch it. I don't know if Drew is just like, people will stop and watch this, but she was all up on Oprah.
She was.
Which I almost was like worried. Like, do you think Oprah had a security guard who was like, hey, Drew.
At one point, well, you know how...
Take it
lower it. That's very much how Drew is, so I don't think anyone's surprised when they get fondled by her because she's so warm and, like, very... You know those people that give really good back rubs? And you're like, wait, that feels really... Can you, like, never stop that? Like, that feels great.
I want to go on Drew this year and have her just, like, hug us.
Oh, my... You know those people that are professional cuddlers? Drew would be amazing at that.
She would.
Oh,
there was a documentary about that, wasn't there?
Cuddlers?
Yeah, about, like, professional, like, snuggle people.
Oh, I'm sure there was. I mean, it's a full-on profession.
They're probably super busy this time of year.
Dude. People need the loving. Yeah, no, but you're not... It's an interesting thing, because I actually interviewed... No, my previous boss interviewed. She got cuddled, a cuddler, and they take it as, like, a full-on exercise and, like... You know, they go into people's homes and they cuddle them for long periods of time to feel like comfort and connection, because human connection is actually like so important, I guess, to like people's happiness. And
I love when Andrea talks about this stuff.
She's like, I guess like you're supposed to like hug someone. I don't know. I've never heard of. Have you ever kissed your boyfriend?
No. I'm talking scientifically, bitches.
Yeah, okay. I read you're supposed to do eight. You're a human.
Yeah.
Supposed to have 8 hugs in a day.
That makes so much sense. I'm actually very touchy-feely. I just don't talk about it a lot.
Got it.
Like, fully. I like to have a hard exterior, but deep down, I'm like, I need multiple hugs. I need connection.
I need it, too. And ever since I discovered that fact, I tell Jared, I'm like, I haven't gotten number 3. We're on 4. 8 in a day.
We're on 4.
I don't think we've made it to 8. This whole week, but you know, we try.
Yeah.
I'm very touchy feely where I'm like, do you remember the movie? What was it? The Queen, not the Queen,
the Crown.
No. Where she's like, rub my legs. Fuck. What's the movie with, it is the Queen, the Queen's sister. What is it? It was like an Oscar movie like a couple of years ago with my favorite British actress. And my brain can't remember anybody's names right now. She was in The Lobster and she's in...
The Lobster.
Ugh, such a good movie. Well, she's like the queen where she's like... She has like that affair with like her assistant or whatever, you know. And she's like,
rub
my legs. Can you rub my legs? The whole movie. Rub my legs, rub my knees. I always do it with my British accent. So I'm like, Jared, rub my legs, rub my feet.
I do love that. I'm mad that I don't know it either.
Bobby Flay licked my feet every night and it grossed Jared out so, so much. Like he was obsessed with feet.
Yeah.
And he, especially if I had like a leather shoe on or something.
Wow.
He really went to town, like in between each toe.
In between the toe is, it's invasive.
Jared's like, this is actually disgusting.
Yeah.
And now he's like, I would give anything to watch Bobby lick your toes. I'm like, yeah, bitch. What the fuck was that movie? The Queen. I'm going to find out. It's going to bother me.
You have to look it
up. I would look it up, but I don't know what you're talking about.
She mentioned
not even a
clue. The Lobster, the queen and she was getting rubbed down. The descriptions were not giving me any clues here. I'm sorry.
I'll get it to you in 2 seconds, but talk about what's happening tonight.
Two shakes of a lamb's tail. Yes, tonight is our girls. Sonia, Lou, all the OGs. We've got the real Roni Legacy Ultimate Girls Trip.
Roni Legacy.
Roni Legacy.
Meaning we've got Sonia and Lou to do.
Sonia and Lou. Lou's been looking, she looked great on the press last night because they had the whole, I don't know, press junket party, which, I mean, it would have been, I would have gone to the party. Okay.
Hold on. I found the movie. The Favorite.
The Favorite.
With Olivia Colman.
Oh.
And she's like, rub my legs. Rub my legs. Rub my
Emma
legs.
Emma Stone?
Yeah, Emma Stone was in it. It was a great movie. Okay, I'm sorry. Back to Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip.
Well, now I want to look it up, but I'll save it for another time. So, yeah.
Did you see
Ultimate Girls Trip?
Luann was kicked out of the Delta terminal.
Oh, my God. It's already looking so drama filmed. These women know how to do reality TV.
This was just a TikTok of hers. She's she's promoting the show.
And getting kicked out.
She's like, hey, everybody, I don't know if you heard, but we got a new show in town and it's coming out on Bravo. Heard of it, you know? Oh, she's like, I'm so sorry. They're kicking me out of Delta. And then she's like in the like literally like just got off a plane and is like selfieing. And she's like, watch the show. It's so funny.
They do great press for it.
Yeah.
For sure.
But they didn't scrub What's-Her-Face, who was racist. Ramona. I'm curious to see, do you think they cut down Ramona scenes? Probably.
They might have. No news has come out about that, but I don't see why they wouldn't, because Bravo's been,
it's been quiet since that all like blew up.
It really has.
I'm excited. Do you think Lou and Sonia are still the only ones who want to fuck?
Ramona used to have that, but now she's in a relationship. But they for sure are the hungry ones.
Like
Kelly Ben Simone, she's now engaged.
They're the single ones who are going to be the most fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, they are. They are. Well, it was funny because there was one scene where they get, I don't know, they were like having a heated discussion at a table. And she's like, you all are divorced. Like, what the fuck are you talking about knowing like your man? You're all divorced. It was the one woman who's not divorced.
Okay.
And it was like, actually, that's kind of true. Like these women just, they like to play the field.
So funny. I mean, literally they didn't, when they went to Benton, Illinois.
Yes.
They were like there to fuck.
I hope there's going to be some men there.
Yeah. And like Sonia's like, I gotta get dressed up. I gotta go. Whatever. And I just remember being like, they didn't advertise that show as like two women go to a town to hook up with the one guy they find semi-attractive. And like episode one, when Sonia took that man home. What was his name?
My God, Richard. Yes. No, they're known for being very flirty and needing sex.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is Dorinda on the trip?
Yes.
Wow.
She had a famous line. She really does have good taglines, and this time she's, eagles don't fly with pigeons. That's her famous line. So go pick up your crumbs.
Season two, eagles have TSA pre-check. They fly with class. Wait, that's someone also one day, you're going to have a better conversation with Dorinda and be like,
yeah.
Do you remember that time I had TSA pre and you didn't?
But I never said that I did and I just went in the line to be closer
to
you.
I know.
Yes.
I can't wait for you to blow that up one day. That's going to be epic.
Yeah, I'm reading her book now, so I feel that I have a full catalog of things I'm going to say to her now that I've related to because I can relate a lot to her in her book. And so, you know, I'm chock full of conversation fillers.
I love it.
You know, when you're with somebody very well-known, famous, successful, and you don't want to come off not even annoying, just you don't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You want to be entertaining, interesting, like really engaging with them. And you're like, I don't know what the proper, I can't just say anything, you know, not some little old thing. So reading their books helps, you know? I was going to say that, yeah. Because now I know so much.
You know how, like, when you did that thing in fourth grade? So did I. And they're going to be like, what a fucking weirdo. You read my book.
And you clearly stalked them before. So you're like, your sister, her birthday is in August, so is mine. And they're like, how'd you know that? And it's like, I thought you mentioned that.
When I hosted HQ with Neil Patrick Harris, I was like, I was nervous, but also I was like, this is an exciting opportunity. He's so famous or whatever. And the one thing that I knew about him that I was like, do I say this? Am I going to look like a fucking moron? Mm-hmm. But like, we're also both working together tonight. Like, I should say, right? Yeah. We have the same birthday.
You do.
So I was like,
that's a great one.
But it was like so funny because we were like, we did the job and then we were like taking photos and I was like, hey.
Wait, it's always a moment of like, when is the proper time to say it?
Yeah. NPH. I was like, fun fact about me. according to Google, we have the same birthday. And I've known that because you know how you like know like celebrities that have your birthday?
Yeah. Yes.
And he was like, stop. We do? He was like all into it. He was very nice. But it was like, I was like, that was my thing I came in with. I was like, all right, you got something to talk about.
That's a big one. Because immediately when somebody you can relate it back to them so hard, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
They love talking.
Unlike Bobby Flay, when I told him about my dog named Bobby Flay, that was a different experience.
What? How could you not love that?
Everyone was like, you got to tell him. You got to tell him. I had just gotten him and named him and he was like 3 months old. And Bobby Flay came into the restaurant I worked at in LA and was like, and everyone's like, you got to tell him. And I was like, I don't know. I'll wait till after his meal.
Right.
Because I was like, if he doesn't like it, he's leaving.
Right.
If he likes it, great. What a fun memory. Perfect. He can leave happy.
Yeah.
So I waited till the end of the meal, which was probably the mistake because he was like either like drunk or like he was all like sweaty and like like wired.
Yes.
On something. I don't know. And I was like, oh, Bobby. what do I call him? Mr. Flay? I don't know what to call him. He was with other chefs too. I was like, I just wanted to let you know I got a dog and I named him Bobby Flay. And he goes, this was a long time ago. And he was like, oh, what? And I was like, oh, he like looked confused. And I was like, oh God. I was like, don't worry. I was like, no, he's like a cute little redhead. And I really wanted to name him after a chef. And he was like, then he thought I was like hitting on him. He was like, oh, thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, come on.
And I was like, no, it's not like that. I'm not hitting on you. I was so young. I was like, what? And then he's like, okay, bye.
Wait a minute. Yes. Then you're like, he just gaslighted you into thinking something. What?
Then no. I was like, well, that was a big fucking mistake. Like, maybe he was drunk and he doesn't remember it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in New York, I found out we went to the same vet. So he definitely now knows. He knew of my dog because we always were like missed each other. Like we're at the vet around the same day or whatever.
What are the chances you go to Bobby Flay's veterinarian clinic?
He had his cat Nacho, who has a bigger career than like I ever had.
These dogs, man, these animals.
These animals, yeah. Nacho, I was up for a writing job for Nacho for his series. And I think
Bobby Flay's cat has an animated series.
Yeah, and a cat food line. And they were trying to have it come out at the same time. And I had meetings with this production company to write for Nacho, which was hilarious. I was gotta get this job. Yeah. This is so fucking funny. And then in one of the conversations, I think they discovered like or saw my Instagram and they were like, wait, she has a dog named Bobby Flay. And he was probably like, that's a weird girl. Don't do it. Don't hire her.
Oh my God. For me, that would have been a sign to say, yes, this is the right girl for the job.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Unless Nacho had an opinion, I don't know who else was saying no.
Can't believe this. Yeah. Could you imagine Nacho?
That was a fail. I remember like getting off and being like, it came up in conversation. And I was like, Jared, I'm not going to get that job. They were like, so your dog's name is Bobby Flay. And I was like,
that should have been a connection.
Yeah, it's a fucking brilliant name.
It is.
How am I ever? I'm never going to be able to top that. So I just have to accept that whatever animals I get in my future, they're not going to be named as well as Bobby Flay.
Well, you said you have a list for your future pets.
I don't know. It depends. I have to see the animal. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. You got to be inspired by it.
Like when people pick out their kids' names early, I'm like,
prior.
You don't even know what they look like. Like,
true. But all babies have a similar vibe. It's kind of hard to.
All babies have a similar vibe.
No, they do.
You could say it. They're all kind of not cute when they're born. They're like aliens.
They don't, yeah. I mean, they have so much growing to do and so much developing that it's hard to kind of like know what they're going to look like. But yeah, you could be inspired.
Yeah.
It's like, he's for sure not an Opus. We're going to name him Harry.
Oh my God, that's so weird you said Opus. There was a dog that I was looking at on the internet named Opus. Because they're all named when you look them up or whatever, like to adopt. And I was like, weird, Opus, Mr. Holland.
Mr. Holland's
Opus.
My friend was looking at dogs as well. And somebody is obviously a Bravo fan. And they named all the dogs after Bravo celebrities.
Mm. My sister just got a puppy and the whole litter was named after supermodels. She got Giselle.
Giselle.
And kept it. I was like, yeah, as you should. Would've.
Naomi's a good name too.
Yeah.
Obs.
The two together? Killer.
Psh, Adriana Lima.
There you go. I love it.
Killer. Sold.
Okay, wait. What else did we want to talk about? Oh, Can I update you on the movies? Have you watched any of the movies? Did you watch May December? Did you watch?
Please do. No, I have not watched May December. I'm actually on an old HBO series with The Rock. So it was in 2015.
Ballers?
Yes. I'm fucking obsessed with ballers.
Is she becoming a sports girl?
No.
You eat a lot of sports stuff this week.
I know. I don't even know why, but I love The Rock. So
wait, can you tell me? I said share this on the podcast now that you brought it up. There was a quote. Okay, he said that really inspired you and motivated you to go to the gym every day. You go, I am inspired by The Rock. There was a quote he said, I'm unmotivated right now. So share it with the class if you can remember it.
The quote was about life, but watching Ballers and just watching him give a speech and talk about his routine every day has inspired me to be a better version of myself, strength-wise, which in turn helps mentally-wise.
Absolutely. I work out every day.
Yeah, I think it's important.
What is his routine? I'm curious. Does he do like 40 raw eggs like at 6 a.m. or something?
I don't even know to that degree. Okay. I need more research on The Rock, to be honest. But I do know that he gets up at the as crack of dawn. He's like, oh my God, you guys, this is crazy. What's his fucking name? Wahlburgers. Mark Wahlberg. He gets up at like 3 in the morning and then, tell your mom I said hi.
Yeah. He gets up at 3 a.m.
He has this crazy thing that is like the whole routine. The Rock gets up at 4, but he says he gets up early because he wants to be the first one at his job in order to be the best one at his job, or like to be the best at his job. He needs to be the first one there, ready to go.
He's The Rock. He doesn't even have to show up. And they're like, he's still the best one at his job.
Literally. That's why it's so insane to me. So obviously I'm not adopting that time-wise just yet. But the strength and the working out and then just like trying to be the best version is definitely in the routine.
The strength and the working out.
The strength, you know, like, and like the arm, you know, like routines and shit, like the squats. Like, yeah, I'm going to be freaking jacked.
That made me think of Bradley Cooper waking up at 3 a.m. to get into hair and makeup to be Leonard Bernstein and then going on set and directing and acting.
That's insane. Insane.
Did you see he took his daughter to the premiere, which was so cute.
It was so cute. And she was a real daughter. Like, she was coloring on
the
carpet.
She had, like, lipstick on, too. Ugh. Like, because, you know, she's going to a big fancy red carpet. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet, you know?
I love seeing them be parents, too.
Yeah.
They're stars, but then they're parents.
He always takes his mom, too, to, like, Oscars and stuff. Like, he's going to win. He's going to win an Oscar this year. I don't know if he's won before. I don't think he's won anything.
I feel like he worked really hard on this, so...
He's been nominated.
He said it was amazing.
He's not going to win for the script.
Remember when Oprah sang Shallow? That was the best. We used to play that meme on HQ every night because I was obsessed with it. I made my producer cut it and I was like, just give it to us. And she'd be like, in the shallow, low, low. Like, she never heard the song, but like guessed what it was. Did you ever see this?
No. No, I saw like the movie, but I never saw
Oprah singing Shallow. That was how she did it. She's like, in the shallow, low, low.
Amazing.
It's so good.
It's so Oprah. I need to start quoting the movie then. I just want to take another look at you.
I just want to take another look at you. That was terrible. Jared does, I just want to take another look at you all the time.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
I do that all the time.
That's so funny.
It's so funny. Maybe like every couple does that. Like, we're like, we are so special.
You're like, Smigs. I just want to get another good look at you.
I literally do that. Literally. Oh my God.
Wait, I saw an amazing movie I wanted to tell you to watch, The Holdovers, guys.
Tell me more.
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, it looks great.
I bought it on Amazon Prime.
It's so, I can lend you it. I have all the screeners. It's so good. And I went to the Q&A. This was on Sunday.
Yeah.
First of all, Divine Joy Randolph, she's fucking amazing in it. She's not getting it nominated for like a supporting actress. Paul Giamatti is epic. And he was so funny in the Q&A. You're like, oh, that's just like dry. He is so funny. Joke after joke, like, you know, insulting and like funny and weird. And the kid in it, who's the fucking lead, you'll love this.
Yeah.
Because it takes place at a boarding school. It's about the kids. It's like they call it the holding over. When you go to boarding school and you have nowhere to go for the holidays, you stay at school and there's a professor who has to stay with the kids who have to stay.
I love that.
And so it's Paul Giamatti has to stay with the kids who are left over. And the kid who's the lead, they found him at a boarding school.
What?
Never did a professional acting job in his life. He's in acting class and stuff.
get out of here. And how does those opportunities fall into people's laps?
So good that it makes you think like, damn, like, you know, every so often these opportunities still happen. Like,
yeah.
Alexander Payne, who directed it, was like, I want to go and find a kid who's at a boarding school who like lives in this world.
That is so cool.
I loved it. I was like, damn. I thought this kid was like, I'm like, what else is he in or anything? Yeah. And they were like, tell us the story how you got involved in the movie. And that's what he said. And I was like,
Somebody came just like randomly picked me up at school.
He was like, it was so weird. You know, like my acting teacher was like, they're casting a movie. You should audition. And I was like, I don't know. Okay. And then a couple weeks later, Alexander Payne's like at our school in the class, like watching us and stuff. And I was like, that's insane.
Did they talk about how sad it is when the kids don't have anywhere to go for the holidays?
Yeah, it's a somber movie. It's not like a uplifting.
A comedy.
Yeah.
Honestly,
it's funny. It is a comedy.
With Paul as a teacher, that sounds funny.
It's so good. I can't wait for you to watch it. But I was like blown away that this kid got the break of his lifetime. Like,
wow.
I imagine he'll like probably go to college and stuff. Like he seems like, you know, like Natalie Portman went to college even though she was like a teenage star and stuff.
Didn't she go to like fucking Harvard?
Yeah, like one of those. Whatever.
You know, it's just like no big deal.
You gotta watch her movie too, May December.
Yes. Okay, so tonight I had an actual plan on the cal.
On the calendar.
To watch the holdovers. Singular.
Holdovers.
Plural. Holdovers, yes.
I can't wait to hear what you think.
I'm excited as well.
Anyway, that was my update on the movies. You guys know I'm a SAG nominating committee. So like if you have any words that you want, you know, anybody you want nominated, you know, I have the key.
You really do. For every other movie, I need your link because I think The Holdovers was something like $20 and then $26.
Yeah. There are some I want to go and buy and see again. I might see Maestro again.
Oh, I'll go to theaters for you with that.
Yeah, because there's some you need to see in a theater.
Yeah.
Holdovers is amazing. I don't know that I needed to see it in a theater, but, you know, because some are just shot like Oppenheimer. I think if you're going to watch that for the first time, see it in a theater. Like, that's a big one.
As Jared would say, with the 3 IMAX, whatever, 4D.
Yeah, what does he want? Millimeters? How many millimeters? Millimeters?
70.
70 millimeter.
70 millimeters for the film, yeah. Whatever. 70 millimeters.
Your SAG nominating committee, everybody.
Yeah. All your future's in my hands. How many millimeters? I don't know. I'm just there to watch the acting, okay? I'm not there to see what the camera work is.
True.
I'm on an acting committee.
It's called acting for a reason.
Yeah. There's a big one on Monday night, but I have a show, and I'm so mad. That Iron Claw,
the Iron Claw.
Oh, that looks great.
With the whole cast doing a Q&A. Yeah. It's on Monday night, but I'm performing at Joe's Pub, so.
Oh, you're performing.
It's an encore show of the Burt Bacharach shows. It's such a good show, so I'm excited to do it again. But I'm like, man, same night, what the fuck?
That is kind of, you're a busy girl. Also, January
5th. Tickets are going. Y'all better come.
I'm cutting this.
I got some press coming too. Which you is got gonna press. Be great. It's gonna be good. Yeah.
Oh my God. We have press, Mike. We have press.
It's a huge deal.
Also, I booked Dre and I. We have a good video we're gonna shoot next week.
Yes, we do. Oh my God. What day is that?
Monday.
Oh, okay, good.
Monday.
Great. Yeah, I'm very excited for that.
How do you feel about side bangs? That was my question for you.
You know, I have a natural cowlick. So as much as I've gotten used to the middle part, I am actually happy to go back to the side.
Yeah, honestly, same. Because like I've fried off these front pieces. If you guys didn't see the Coveteur, is that how you say it? Coveteur said side bangs are coming back. And I actually can rock a side bang. I think I look 50 years old.
That's what it is. It ages us up.
Yeah, it does.
I feel like I work in-
It is a bad look.
Like, I look like a Spanish mother named, like, Monica Garcia.
Oh, God.
Don't I?
No, you do. I'm saying, like, you guys look so much better not doing this.
I'll tell you who has hardcore bangs right now.
Who?
Like, straight
up. Ilaria?
Ilaria. And I get messages every day. Can you do Ilaria's bangs? Like, I love to just, it's like if you take a break from Botox, you know, you can just do the, like, a little bang.
Mine is wearing out, so maybe I do need them to go harder. I feel like you're either in fourth grade or you're past over the hill. You're 45.
You know what else? I have something to say. Pigtails. I hate an adult in pigtails.
If you're over nine and you have pigtails,
yeah,
I am worried.
Wait. I look like a Hilaria crying right at now. Us. Where are you? And I'm so sorry. That's literally what
Anna. Because tonight,
tonight I will fall for you
over again. Don't make me change my mind.
What's the next?
That's like an era of my life that I love.
That we want to forget, but we love. When I had like Nike SBs and I thought I was like.
Alec was like, cut them straight across, you know?
It's you rock them actually really well.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. Oh, what a time.
We lost our mind. Literally. I'm like, did we hit everything we wanted to today? Martha's gift guide. What's Martha gifting this year?
Martha's gifting. It was like some crazy Cartier 24 karat gold, 24 karat. It was a face mask kind of thing. And like some coffee stuff.
Oh, I'm glad it was a face mask. I was like, really? She's really gifting like a Cartier bracelet for like 40. Like,
be different. Yeah, no, I'm sure there's some other very posh items.
I want to watch Martha's masterclass. I've been influenced.
Me too.
I've never bought a mask.
Let's get drunk and watch the masterclass.
I've never watched one. There's a couple I want. And I think it's like a 2-for-1 right now. I think we should do it.
Doesn't Chris have one out?
Chris has one.
That's so Chris
has
rich.
One. Amy Poehler has one. There's yes. so many randos.
I love SNL's take on the masterclasses.
Oh, yeah.
They're like sketches about the masterclasses. Wait, there's a 2-for-1 deal?
I think so. Unless I got like...
Let's hit it.
I saw some ad because, you know, I clicked when Martha, she was like promoting it and I was like, oh, she's a masterclass. Honestly, the one thing that she says in the beginning of the trailer for it, like the video that was posted on her Instagram, is she's like, I started my business when I was 50 years old. And when I hear things like that, because I'm not going to be a 25-year-old success story anymore, and I have to accept that every day of my fucking life. So when I hear she started her business at 50, I'm like...
It's so heartwarming.
It's nice.
Yes.
Right?
Success, I mean, later in life. That's what I give Bethany Frankel a pass. I love that I remember her all the time. She has the mantra. I was broke at 30, made a mill at 35. It's
She's
sick.
Like, I didn't make money till I was like 37.
Yeah.
38.
Yes.
Which honestly then makes us a little concerned when we're like, then why are you in the dollar store buying holiday presents?
She's trying to remind you that she's been in the cut.
It's old habits, man. Old habits die hard.
Old habits die hard. You can't hate a Dollar Tree, you know?
No, you can't. But it's funny to say things like that and then go to the dollar store.
And know that she has a multi-million dollar property in Connecticut.
Didn't she sell Skinny Girl? I think she did.
I think she did. But maybe she still owns stake in it, but I think the large portion of it she sold,
Because, like, you don't see her, like, walking around her Instagrams, like, holding bottles of Skinny Girl.
Skinny
and
Girl.
I think if she had a company, she absolutely would.
Yeah, totally.
you know, like Chris with Aloe. Did Chris create Aloe?
That's the real question, ain't it? And Shutterfly. Does she have stock in Shutterfly stock?
No.
Oh, my God. Somebody said Fubo TV stock is, like, $4 and I should invest. And I said, I should invest.
You said you're the star of Fubo.
I should indeed invest.
How's the show? Congrats, by the
way. Thank you. The show's, I'm really liking it, except they will not give me a live link to the show to repost things. It's impossible for streaming. They want it to be so on the live and streaming, live up to the name, that they won't give you a very good link with clear footage.
I have a show on Insight TV / Prime Video and all this shit, and I can't. I have to like bootleg it if I want to clip anything, which is weird.
And they don't let you. I know what you guys are thinking. Why don't you just screen grab it? You can't. Your phones won't let you. The streaming service blocks you from screen grabbing. It just goes black.
It's okay.
It's all right.
We'll figure it out one day, you know?
It's really not the most important thing, but I'm happy that our shows are out.
It's great. Honestly, it's a big wig move to host a show like in this past year.
It is.
I'm trying really hard. I wrote on our list, don't beat yourself up, because I was really just like struggling. Like the last few days have been hard. And I'm like, every time you do that, you're like, oh, try and remember the good things that you have. Like like that you did this year.
Absolutely.
Right? We have to remind ourselves of that more.
I think next episode we want to do like a let's remember the good things.
Yeah.
Let's appreciate the big wins. Write them down.
All right. We're going to write them down.
Write them down and come ready. I want to see receipts. I want to see lists next episode.
Lists. Receipts.
Receipts.
Insane. It's going to be huge. All right.
Sick.
You wanted to maybe do a prank call? I think we should end this episode and do a prank call.
I did want to do a prank call because, you know, I thought, God, we've talked about doing prank calls and we haven't done many,
and the one we did was great.
It really was.
So why don't we do a break and then come back?
Let's do it. We're going to take a quick break. You know the deal.
And do a prank call.
Okay, welcome back to Big Wigs. We've decided, last time we did a prank call, we did it as Chris and Court, and we thought we would do it as Sonia and Luann calling somewhere in Benton, Illinois, because that's obviously...
We're headed back.
We're going back, because you know they're going to get a season two somewhere else, probably. But let's see if they remember the gals still in Benton, Illinois. So we found a place on Google called Pop's Barbecue, and...
They have terrible reviews. Terrible.
Actually, I see a good one. It says, don't miss the fried fish.
Oh my God. Their sides are so good. I literally crave their fried fish. That's 2 years ago. And then 6 months ago, somebody said their food is tasteless. So I'm going to call.
Well, here's the thing. If it sucks, it looks like on the map, Domino's is across the street. So if it is bad, you can literally make up for it and go get a pizza.
We need to ask if they have a party room. And can they have party favors?
Yes. Okay, so we're going to pretend it's Sonia's birthday.
Woohoo! What year am I turning? I'm turning 40.
Sure. Keep telling yourself that.
Look, I just got vaginal rejuvenation. My hoo-ha looks like it's like 25.
You are always reconstructing your vagina.
It hurts, but it looks great.
I bet it does. She'll show it to me after this call, you know. She'll take it off. Okay. You know, my Sonia, I mean, my Luann is really blending in with my Andy Cohen right now. I don't know if you guys have ever seen my Andy Cohen impression. Yeah. I think it's my best impression. Jared says,
I do like your Andy.
Shouldn't do that.
Your best?
I wouldn't say your best.
It's good.
You guys.
How are you going to say that's your best?
We're doing New Year's again. It's going to be insane.
Wait, what do you think your best is?
Anderson.
Yeah, that's a good question. What is your best impression that you think?
That I think?
I think it might be... Well, Steve, obviously, but...
Yeah, I think Steve.
I think Joan.
Yeah, it's Joan. Yeah.
It's Joan.
Okay, here we go. Watch them not answer after all this setup.
Lou, what time do they open?
4 p.m.
Oh, we forgot about the time change.
Pop's Barbecue, can you hold, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hello, do you have a call in?
We're busy.
You still won.
Ooh.
You got one, don't worry about it.
My God, Pops is popping off.
This is... busier than a New York City restaurant because we're on hold, but we can hear. Hello.
Do you want to place an order?
No, I was actually deciding to have a party there. I was wondering if you guys do birthday parties.
I mean, we don't do parties, but you could make a reservation for a table if you'd like.
That's fantastic. Can we do for how large do you guys have a table for 20 people?
Yeah, we could do that.
20 people. Amazing. Hey, do you remember us? We had a burger there once. We shot a television show in your town. It's me.
Crappy Lake on Bravo.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. I don't think I was here when you guys came in, but I've heard all about you.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
All good things, of course. All good things.
Oh, thank you. It's okay if you didn't hear good things. You know, Sonia slipped here and there a couple bottles of Jack.
No, I didn't. No, that's so sweet of you, though. Thank you so much. We love.
I like your style, ladies.
Thanks. Oh. You see, we love Benton so much.
You're a sweetheart. You better be coming to this party. We're going to celebrate Sonia's birthday.
Look, I'm turning 25.
She wishes.
Okay, look, let's set it up for, can we do, how's January?
End of January.
Okay, you want to do 27th?
Maybe, yeah.
That's a Saturday.
You think that would work out?
Perfect. I'm here on Saturdays all day.
What's your name?
My name is Kirsten.
Kirsten, I love your energy, Kirsten. I want you at this party. You better sit next to me at this party.
You're
We're going to have a nice time.
Okay.
I will wait on you ladies if you'd like.
Oh, absolutely. Requesting Kirsten. Put it in the note.
Woo! Hell yeah! Kirsten, I'm going to get... Look, I'm getting male strippers. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not. But I thought about it.
I hope so.
I hope so. Listen, let me tell you, the men in Benton, Illinois are pretty fine. You know, when we showed up, we met a couple of nice men at the bar.
They're not too bad. That old Tucker, he's a wild one. I know he probably was out at the barn.
Oh, I don't know if I came across a Tucker. Did we meet a Tucker?
Oh, you were making out with Richard.
Oh, we were making out.
Well, if you were at the barn bar, you met Tucker.
Tucker.
Oh, at the barn bar? No, I love the barn bar. Okay, after we go to Pops, we're going to hit the barn bar.
Yes.
Oh, my
after
God, I love
party
it.
Party at the barn bar. We should call there next. We just thought it'd be fun, you know, to come home. It really felt like home.
Yeah, we miss Benton.
Well, good. It's a nice little town to host you guys and your party.
Amazing.
Thank you. Okay, so 20, well, maybe 19, but
so
20.
So it's a birthday party.
Yeah, for Sonia.
For
Sonia.
And you said 20 people approximately.
Yeah.
And what time would you ladies like to
maybe
pop
like
in?
Maybe like 7, 8 p.m., you know?
Yeah. What time you guys want us out of there, though? Because I got to know.
Well, we close at 8, but I do not mind to stay any amount of time over.
Oh, no, you know, no, no. We'll do it early. We'll come in a little early. And do you guys have a sound system in case I want to perform a couple songs?
We do not, but the manager in the kitchen used to be a DJ, so I can see what he can come up with.
Oh, my God.
The
what is
talent
it?
Can... at this restaurant. I'm thrilled that we called you, honestly.
God. Look, they've got a DJ, too.
I feel like
Lou.
We should bring the cameras. This might be a whole special.
We might have to. I love this. Okay. Look, Kirsten, thank you so much. I'm going to... All right, we're going to get the arrangement set.
I'm going to make sure Sonia's assistant gives you a call in the next couple of days to confirm, okay?
That's fine with me, ladies. I got you down for January 27th for a birthday party for Sonia and 20 people approximately, and I'll put you down for 6:30, 7 p.m.
Bless your heart. Do you guys do Jello shots?
You know, we do not, but the barn bar does.
Oh.
I might just come out there with you ladies afterwards.
Kirsten, you better. I'm doing a Jello shot with you at the barn bar. You know, you're really selling the barn bar. I hope you got, they should hire you there as well.
Well, my mother just got a job there. She's been a bartender for 20-something years since I was a little child.
Good for her.
She's recently on their payroll, so I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to push it a little bit for her, but...
Absolutely. Look, we got money to spend, Kirsten.
Kirsten, you are an angel. Okay. I want you to know that I hope you have the most magical holiday season.
Yes.
Well, I just had flowers delivered to me today that look like Christmas trees, so I'm in a pretty good mood right now.
My... Just one
secret
thing after
admirer.
Another.
Okay.
I know. Look, Kirsten knows where the men are.
I know where a few of them are. I'm retired these days. once upon a time,
right? Who
I
needs
would
them?
Have been
That's
wild.
Why we're bringing all the girls. We're bringing the gals back to town. We don't need men. We
the
just
theme,
need a Jello shot.
Lou, the theme is sex and
That's
sequins.
That's what I said. I'll have no more after this one. If he doesn't wrap it up, he's getting the boot.
Oh,
the house is in my name.
The house is powerful women. We love it.
Well, be careful.
So
because,
really, I'm like, do we even need to get married now, sir? I'm not sure. Sure.
You know what, honey?
That's right. Look,
single is the way to mingle. Okay, that is what I have to say.
If they're keeping it wrapped up, you keep him on. You keep him on payroll.
Yeah,
I love
for
it
for sure.
Okay, look, I had
all
the
right,
best
ladies,
time.
I'm going to put this information
Thank
on the
you.
Boss's desk and let the manager in the kitchen know that you ladies will be coming in if we can get a sound system available, and I will be here to wait on you,
Kirsten.
Oh my God,
have yours.
Stop singing. All right,
Merry
we're going to go.
Little Christmas.
Okay, there she goes again. Kirsten, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
You're welcome, lady. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're going to hell.
No, Anna. We got to go to Benton now. Do you realize? We have to go to Benton. Sorry. The cook is also a DJ.
I can't believe.
Why are they
how,
so nice?
How far along on that call she stayed. That's unbelievable.
That's how amazing the people are in Benton.
It was still on. My heart dropped. It was still on. Mike, was it still on?
No, you hung up.
No, I didn't until now.
Oh, yeah, then it was still on.
Well, we gotta call back in a week and say we're canceling that. We gotta cancel that eventually.
She had to have hung up. No, come on. Well, it doesn't matter. We won't hear back. From her
honestly,
because,
if she was playing along
the fader's
with that,
down, so it doesn't matter.
She's so believed. She is so
so sweet. Every
she's
I told
like
you
good
every
improv.
Time I do. I told you my gift to the prank call is I never get them to hang up.
Oh, it's incredible.
She wanted to talk to us.
That was amazing.
Good job.
We didn't get into the, you did amazing. Strippers in sequins. I'm like, oh, she's still talking about her man.
She's like, look, he wraps it up.
Wait, that was epic. Remembered them.
She did. That's crazy.
Okay, so I guess we have to go to Benton, Illinois in full costume. Mm-hmm. With 20 people.
That's insane. Oh my gosh.
That was so fun. We need to do these all the time.
Dude, why don't we? No, we have one good prank call and we're like,
Do it every week. And then we forget. It's so good. Please let us know if you enjoyed the prank calls though. Like I literally
loved it.
My body hurts a little because I'm scared she heard us laughing after when we were like, we did it. But
she had to have been hung up. There's no way.
There's no way.
She had to get back to work. Come on.
It was busy. That sounded busy, was right? Popping.
Whatever. You know what? We made her day and she got flowers. And Kirsten, you're an icon. If you listen to this podcast,
you truly
God
are.
Bless.
And don't worry. We will cancel it. Anna and I don't go, we will make sure that they know because we asked for a lot in there.
I'll cancel it next week as Sonia's assistant. Like,
hi, I work for Sonia. Was she bothering you? I'm so sorry. She's going to be in Miami, actually, on January 27th.
She's back on the liquor again.
Yeah.
She's back.
We did it.
What a show. Have an amazing week. Get ready for the holidays. Be festive. Look, the holidays, we can build it up, you know? But we'll be back next week to bring the cheer.
To wrap it up.
Keep it wrapped up. Wrap it up.